We are here in New Orleans, Commodity Classic, broadcasting from Calmer Cornheads, and let's talk about feeding that crop with Travis Berg of Novozymes. Good to see you, Travis.
Hey, Mick, how you doing?
I'm good. And you brought along Tony Severa from Novozymes Ag down there. You're from headquarters.
I'm actually out in Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
Yep, so I have the Idaho market.
All right, very good. And out in Idaho, wheat?
No, probably my biggest inoculant that I go through is alfalfa.
Oh.
We inoculate a lot of alfalfa, and then the chickpeas and peas and lentils. We have a lot of that up in the, so I cover the PNW, Washington, Oregon as well, and we do a lot of chickpea, pea, and lentil up in the Palouse area.
Interesting. And that is, the pulse crops up there are big, but then seed production also big.
A lot of seed production. So all the alfalfa inoculant that I use is for seed production. So and it just helps out and goes all over the world, basically.
Alfalfa is getting to be a bigger crop, around, especially after a drought year, and what the value of alfalfa is. There's a lot of guys interested in planting alfalfa this year, Travis.
There is. Fantastic. Yeah. That's a Tony question, because I hardly play with any alfalfa. So, but the guys I do talk to, actually, they make some alfalfa that goes in salinity soils or salty soils that guys are flipping fields back around on. So that's about the only alfalfa I see up in my neck of the woods. And it seems to be working, by the way.
Yeah. Let's talk about biologicals. They're back.
They are. In fact, Tony, what was that biological you're using on that alfalfa over there? What was that? You remember?
Nitrogen gold is what we're using.
Works fantastic, doesn't it?
It does work very well. It helps with the nitrogen fixation.
So. And that works, all right.
In my neck of the woods, I'll go through a few products here, but we're bringing out Torque this year. We haven't had it on the docket for 5 years or so. And this literally promotes mycorrhizae to attach to the roots on a corn plant, if you will. It wins 80% of the trials it's in, and it's usually a 5 to 6 bushel kicker. So I wish I could have had it out last year, considering how dry we were. But, you know, we'll have it out this year.
All right.
So.
And, well, 5 to 7 bushels at $7 corn is going to make it worth a whole lot more. ROI is what it's all about.
The thing about this product, honestly, Mick, it's easy use. You can stick it with any liquid fertilizer and not have to worry about it. So it's all in furrow, and the returns are phenomenal. So we're looking forward to getting that back.
And it's a great Norwegian product, Torque, although it's spelled T-O-R-Q-U-E.
That's correct. It is. Another great Norwegian word is ratchet, I guess. We're bringing ratchet back as well. And this actually goes on corn. If I was to stage, it'd be your second spray with any Roundup spray, or if you're using Liberty in your corn, it'd be the second spray. And it helps promote getting row closure. So it increases the plant's growth at the leaf level and influences faster row closure. Meaning, you know, you remember last year we were pretty dry, so I think row closure is pretty important.
Yeah. What are the ingredients, the components in ratchet that make it enhance row closure?
That's an LCO molecule being used through the leaf, and essentially it goes into the cycle and speeds up what I would say is cellular splitting in order to grow the plant faster. That's my biological take on this.
Okay.
The interesting thing about ratchet is you can also put it in for your alfalfa sprays as well. When you go out and you're sweeping your field and you find your ligus bug, and when you go spray, you can mix ratchet in with it at the same time, and it helps with photosynthesis. It helps with the cell, like Travis said, the cells.
All right, it makes it think that it's maybe night during the day, day during the
it
night?
It enlarges and grows fast, yes.
Yeah, super. All right. So ratchet, a great and tank mix it in, huh?
You can mix it with anything. So he was talking about an insecticide, but you can put it with any of your herbicides or fungicides if you so choose.
Correct. All right. Super. All right. What else you got from Novozymes, Travis?
Okay, some more Novozymes fun. So we came up with a product this year called Optimize FXC, where it's a fortified LCO that we're running with, and we found that it brought an extra bushel and a half yield compared to our old Optimize XC. Still a low use rate product and also registered through the EPA. So... when guys are looking for low use, there you go. We've got FXC plus, again, it's EPA registered. A lot of our competitors are not EPA registered. I want to make a note there.
Yeah.
Along with this, we will also have Tag Team LCOXC, which is similar to this product, only it has a product called Jumpstart with it. And that is responsible for freeing up 10 to 20 pounds of phosphorus that gets tied up in the soil.
Now, Jumpstart, that's been around for quite a while, hasn't it?
It has. Jumpstart has been around. We've had it in a wettable powder form. We actually have a liquid form we'll be bringing to the market here. I don't know if it'll be in the next year or year and a half, but I'm looking forward to that. This is a wettable powder that comes with a bladder that you actually dump the wettable powder in the bladder, shake it up, and then put it in your inoculator is what you do.
All right.
Yep.
And again, spring use.
Spring use, yes, on the soybean seed.
Okay.
On the soybean seed, correct.
Yeah.
Both of these products, whether it's Optimized FXC or Tag Team LCOXC.
And at $15 to $17 soybeans, this is going to be, again, ROI. It won't take long. Huh?
Yes. We saw, like I said, just switching the LCOs around, we saw an extra bushel and a half. It more than pays for the technology that we're doing here. So,
very good. This spring, I guess in the last couple of years, biologicals have really come into their own. Farmers are embracing them a little bit more, aren't they?
They are. And one of the kickers, actually, one of the best discussions I have is our phosphate numbers right now. If a guy's going to go buy phosphate, it's around $1,000 a ton. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So if we're bringing back 10 to 20 pounds on our product and adding an ROI factor of 3 to 4 bushels, depending on, you know, how the field's all set up, there's a lot of value in that. Plus, we have to realize a lot of these guys are putting that phosphorus down, and depending on the pH of the soil, if you're acidic, aluminum generally ties up phosphorus. If you're basic, generally calcium ties it up. Well, these guys secrete enzymes, aka acids, as a reduction reaction, and it frees up that phosphorus so the plant can use it.
Smart, yet common sense.
Yes, you're getting back stuff you stuck in the ground. Look at that, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So let's retrieve that and make use of it. So
the biologicals have been around, and yes, we did take Jumpstart. We had another product called Quick Roots. We combined them and made a product called Bionic, which can go across a variety of crops. We have it in granular form, which he uses. We have it in peat form, which you use and I use. Yeah. I use some of the granular stuff as well. If you want to talk about that, go ahead.
I use a lot of the peat, and it's very easy to apply. Just a bag, and the grower can rip it open, put it right in their seed cart or their box, and go plant it. It's a good product. There's 5 active ingredients in the Bionic. So
wow. And about what kind of rate would you need in a planter box?
It's different for peas and lentils. Like one pack will do... It's all on there, like 3,000 pounds, mm-hmm. and then on lentil be like 1,500 pounds or 1,400 pounds.
All right. So it doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't at all.
Yeah, these are biologicals, which is a different kind of a beast. Huh?
So I'm going to take this concept, because the Canadians have been using Jumpstart for years on canola, and I actually have a canola treater coming out of Canada, so I can actually apply this Bionic, if you will. Mine's going to be a stack compared to his. All right, his had an inoculant and it had a bacteria and some LCO as well. Mine's just going to be a 3-way stack where it'll be Jumpstart and Quick Roots. So I'm going to put it on canola. I'm also going to put it on wheat and see what we get from this. I mean, we've got a guy down here that won the bushels, most bushels in North Dakota or the Midwest, right? With a West bred variety using Quick Roots last year at 122 bushels right outside Lidgerwood. I will be running these people to lunch tomorrow for sure. And he is going to be converting from Quick Roots to using Bionic across his whole farm. He's been using Quick Roots for 7 years now.
Oh. So. Yeah. Oh, Tom Johnson got him started on that.
He did.
Now you'll get him started on the next
correct.
Level.
Correct. Yes.
All right. Well, so this is a year where farmers can probably afford to try some things they haven't tried before. If there's one thing that you'd like farmers to give a try from Novozymes, what should it be, Travis?
I would definitely say Bionic. I think a guy's going to get not only ROI, but he's going to capture some of the phosphorus that he had tied up in the soil. So I think there's a lot of good things with just using that product alone. I don't want to take anything away from Torque, because Torque is such a good product. I'm going to get it out there and sampled again, because we've got to reintroduce it to the market. Yeah, we're going to have some available for sale, hopefully, here coming up in March, April, but definitely Bionic.
Gotcha.
I agree with him. That's exactly what I was going to say with Bionic. We have these biological advantage trials. We call them BAT trials, and we're trying them on multiple crops throughout the U.S., and so we should get some good data set back this year.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's try something to enhance the crops this year. Great. Novozymes. Travis, how do guys get a hold of you back home?
Back home, you get a hold of me at trbe@novozymes.com, or you can call my cell phone at 701-866-9339, and all ag retail can actually move our products, so they can pull it through multiple distribution networks.
All right, so ask for Torque or Bionic.
Correct.
Gotcha. All righty. Hey, Tony, great to meet you. Thank you.
Nice
have fun
you.
Out in the PNW.
Thank you.
Thanks for the interview. Travis, good to see you again.
Good seeing you too, buddy.
Take it easy.